All right, guys, let's welcome Levi Benson of Miss May I to notfast.com, new pod here at Louder Than Life 2023. Levi, how have we been, man?
We've been good. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Got to get away from the family for a little bit and you know, get out and play some shows.
Dad's weekend trip, you know?
Dad's weekend. Yeah, I mean, you're not too far up the road up in Cincinnati. We're obviously here in Louisville, man. So, I mean, this is going to be nice for you just kind of pack up the car and come down and play a show.
Yeah, I showed up in a backpack.
Nice. It's nice.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite festivals.
Yeah.
So we haven't played since the first one, and like it's literally been on our bucket list since then.
Yeah.
So we're like over the moon. It's sort of like equivalent to like an NFL fantasy thing. Like all the dads are like, we're going this weekend on our life. So we're stoked.
We're going to all plus suit up. Flag football, but we're still playing.
Exactly, yeah.
Too fun, man. Curse of Existence has been out for a little bit, man. So talk about kind of the reception of the album and you know how it's been for you.
Yeah, dude, it's been awesome. It's our post-pandemic album. We've always had like 2-year album cycles.
Yeah.
And we were at the tail end when the pandemic happened, so this was like a 5-year cycle, which was really weird for us. But gave us like a bunch of time to write, and like majority of us became like dads during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the album is
a lot of free time.
A lot of free time, but like a big mental shift.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what the summary of the album is. It's sort of like our adaptation to like how our lives were changing during that time.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is we still get to do Miss May I. Like,
yeah.
Even when the world was like crazy and we didn't know if we were going to, it's cool. Now it's like a whole new perspective. And that's sort of what the album is about. It's just the change of perspective of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's got to be a switch at some point to where, you know, the band is everything to all of a sudden family is everything and the band is a part of everything, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Because
we've done the band since junior year of high school. Like, we never got to graduate. We did this.
Right.
And then it never stopped. And then the world stopped. And we're like, wait, we got a grocery shop and we got
to,
like, do stuff? But now, like, we love that so much. So it's like, it's the blend of the two worlds coming together.
I mowed the yard today and it was amazing.
Exactly, yeah. I'm like, I like my Tuesday grocery shopping.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to go during the day, like when everybody is at work, you know, and got the grocery store to yourself.
And I think the appreciation too comes through in the album a lot because, not that we weren't appreciative, but we're so appreciative because like when everything stopped, we got to stop, zoom out, and see like how cool, like having Miss May I and like how much of an impact it's been to our not only our lives but all these people.
Yeah.
And because you forget about that when you're not doing it, so
right.
like it gave us a lot of time to think about it and just like. I don't know, appreciate it. That's also like what a lot of the album's about. So.
Right.
It makes these shows different.
Yeah.
I appreciate it so much. Every second, like every footstep, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I just love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's going to be nice to just really just sit back and I guess, you know, where you're not just Levi from Miss May I. You're Levi the husband. You're Levi the father. You're Levi the home renovator. You know, you know, all that stuff. So... And the band, obviously, you've been in the band so long, and that's all you've known.
Yep.
And so that's all you've known is being Levi for Miss May I. So being able to actually just be, you know, Levi at the Home Depot, you know, it's pretty crazy sometimes, man.
It is crazy. Especially, like, running into that, like, tile guy at 7 a.m. that's like, last album was sick. And I'm like, my dude, thank you. Can you help me carry this?
Can I get that discount?
Yeah, for sure.
We've been doing a bracket challenge on this on this new pod. So, you know, are you a new metal fan, new metal head, grew up in it?
I'm sure. I had the frosted tips, the metal necklace. I had it all, dude. I'm actually excited. Sorry, I'm not sidecarring this, but tonight, Limp Bizkit, I've seen them obviously with their comeback.
Yeah.
But my cousin, who showed me that album when I was in like third grade, he's coming tonight, and he's never seen me play. And I'm like, it's such a full circle moment
because
he was my new metal older cousin.
Yeah.
And like when ICP or like Limp Bizkit came out, he would like sneak off and be like, dude, listen to this. We'd sit in his car. Yeah, and I'm like, you can't say that. This is crazy. Yeah, it was awesome.
That's going to be nice just to... You know, like I guess full circle, like you said, man, just the person that kind of got you into all this is going to see you for the first time. Hey, sunglasses.
I know. And I'm like, hey, let's go see that riffraff we like bonded over
a decade ago. And plus Limp Bizkit is an amazing live band.
Exactly.
So right out the gate, man, Korn versus Limp Bizkit.
Oh, I would. Oh, come on. Korn.
All right.
I know more of the discography. That's only
that's good. Hey, Korn's a good one there. Deftones versus Disturbed.
Oh, see, this is, I would say Disturbed. I'm probably not a crowd favorite on that, but I would say
that you are an outlier.
I know it's an outlier. Deftones is cool to like, but I know more Disturbed. And I sing more Disturbed.
All right, indeed. System of a Down versus Linkin Park.
Oh, System of a Down. Is that okay? I'm sorry.
No, that's a good one. I think there's like an age, limit on if you get, like, Linkin Park was such a gateway for so many people.
Yeah.
But like, if you were already kind of into the scene and you heard System of a Down, you're like, oh, this.
See, that's where I'm looking at it. Is like, Linkin Park was so successful that System of a Down reminds me of like the edgy.
Yeah.
Radio. Like when that came out, I'm like, this is crazy.
This is bananas.
This is weird. Yeah.
Slipknot versus Evanescence.
Slipknot.
Yeah, that's
for sure. Evanescence is great, right? But Slipknot, no brainer.
Yeah, I've kind of told this on there before, but we did a new metal bracket challenge on Knotfest.com. Fan voted. 64 bands, I believe it started with. Evanescence won the thing, so that's
for
why.
New
that's
metal?
Why, yes,
because I was gonna say that's an unfair matchup.
I know,
at the end.
I know. I had to throw them in there. So
okay,
but all right. So we have Korn versus Disturbed for a second round.
Oh, Korn versus Disturbed. Korn. Yep.
And then System versus Slipknot.
For new metal, System.
Okay, and then Korn versus System for the championship.
Korn.
There you go. I mean, you get a.
That's like a new metal king. Like.
Right, right. So you talked about your history with Limp Bizkit. Now talk about getting into Korn. How did you find Korn? Was Sam Cousin?
What? No, actually, so I don't know if anybody, this is definitely an age thing, but this is like pre-YouTube, when you used to have to watch music videos on AOL music video.
Okay.
Like you used to, it would be like a list of everyone, and then you just like click the name, and that's how you would like watch music videos. But it would take, they were little, and it would take forever to load. This is like I said, pre-streaming. And I remember when the Right Now music video was on the shuffle, and it was just so gross. And I was like watching at the time, like it was probably like All American Rejects or something. And that came on the shuffle, and I was like, "You can't!" It was another. You can't do that. I'm like seeing like a nail go through a nail, and I'm like, "Oh!" And I remember that video. I remember, I think my mom was working. I came to her with work, and I literally remember sitting on the work computer and watching the Right Now music video. Probably like 20 times in a row,
right.
And I'm just like, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard.
She's like, what are you doing over there? Nothing, mom, leave
me alone.
I'm just trying to listen to my music.
Growing my dreads out, leave me alone.
You probably, if you don't brush your hair a couple of days, you got some dreads.
I've had some tour dreads for sure. Mm-hmm. Some nasty Warped Tour on accident dreads that
I was gonna say, man, your hair's tamer today than most times I've seen.
I did get a haircut. I've heard that a lot today. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I was, because I was expecting like, Claudio from Coheed Cambria to turn the corner, and I see you.
This is probably another age out left field thing, but I really have never taken care of my hair until I had daughters. I take care of their hair, and I'm like, I should, because we have the same hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I need to buy this. So I have like the same pink brush, the same hair. Like in the mornings, we're doing the same thing, and I'm like, wow, look at the volume. This is nice. I used to just wake up and go, and I do theirs, and I'm like, I could do this to my hair. So that's what I like learned later in life, how to take care of my hair.
Well, I guess better late than never on that.
That's
one.
True.
That is one thing, nice thing about having daughters. You do get to learn some skincare treatment. You're like, you're supposed to use a lotion. Okay.
I always tell people, I'm hoping I'm like the cool looking dad, because I feel like if you have girls, they won't let you leave the house looking stupid.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll always be in style because they'll watch my back.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. That's my optimism.
We'll see about that. last time we talked, we were talking about, that you bought a Mexican restaurant to make your house.
Yes.
And it's got a lot of history. And if everybody wants to go back, check out that interview, you're more than welcome. Historical house, historical lady making tacos out of the house, and feeding the vagabonds and everything else, and all that stuff. So how has that come along, and all of your projects going on?
Dude, it's coming along great. We're like, I'd say 95% done. I always will probably say that. Like 5 years from now in this interview, I'll be like, we're almost there. But no, we're like almost done. I fell in love with doing that. So like it being like creating something sort of out of nothing, it's just like it became like an art.
Yeah.
It was originally for a house, for us as like a family, but it became like a like an art outlet.
Yeah.
So now I love it. It's like a creative outlet for me. So like just taking, I literally look for the worst crap.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like the stuff that the agent's like, dude, nobody wants to go in there. Like you got to sign a waiver because you could fall through the floor. And I'm like, I love it. I can't wait to see it.
I'll take it sight unseen.
Yep.
I mean, that's one thing I think with creative people. And with music, I mean, you can always tweak music, and there's probably stuff that you guys do in old songs that you play now that you like, actually right here we slowed this part down, or right here it's three hits, and you can kind of tweak music over time. But with renovating houses, you kind of see a finished product. You can visually see it being done.
Yeah.
And I think that's I love. I helped build stages at one point in my career, and it was like one of the most satisfying jobs I'd ever seen, because you would walk into a pile of lumber and walk out with a Christina Aguilera stage.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on here? But it's got to be nice for you.
Yeah, and the seaside. It's sort of like, too, if you want to like bring music and that together, it's like the seeing something out of nothing. Yeah. Like, not everyone could see that.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many rooms I've walked into, everyone's like, no fucking way. And I'm like, oh, this will be great.
Right.
And, like, we love it. And, like, same sort of goes with, like, in music, everyone's noodling around at rehearsals or, like, writing sessions. And then, like, you hear that one riff and everyone's like, wait, I can, okay, maybe we can make the, it's, like, almost the same. It's, like, parallel.
Yeah. There's nothing better than, like, the guy at rehearsal, like, you know, tuning his guitar, and you're like, what was that? And you're like, I don't know, it's just so much, just jamming.
Do it again.
No, do it again.
Yeah.
No, do it four times, and then remember that riff you did the other day?
Yep.
Like,
that's
like,
the best.
Starts going.
You almost, like, feel, like, a warmth of, like,
yeah.
It's like a, you're, like, connecting with all your, like, right, like, it's a great. What? It's almost, it's out of body.
Yeah, it is out of body, and, like, everybody has that shit-eating grin on their face, you know, when they're all just, like, it's all clicking, man. It's it's the most beautiful thing you can ever do, man.
It's the best.
And build houses and have daughters and
all this. You know, there's all this other stuff I guess you gotta do. Life catches up.
Life does catch up, man. Well, once again, Levi, thanks for taking some time here at NewPod, NotFest.com, and check out Miss May I.
Yes, thank you guys.